ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. I welcome you back to our series regarding the Asma'ullahi al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the implications thereof, and how we can inculcate and embody these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we start with the actual names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we understand as Muslims the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sunnah? Rule number one, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are tawqifi. Tawqifi means they are set. We cannot reason and extrapolate names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot call Allah because Allah describes himself as وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, that Allah is angry with them, that Allah is al-ghadib, the one who is angry. I cannot call Allah because Allah says وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, that Allah is al-makir, the plotter, the one who plots. Because these names are not al-husna, they are not beautiful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only named with names that are al-husna, the most beautiful. So the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are tawqifi. They are set. We take these names from the Quran, we take these names from the Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us that the greatest sin, or one of the greatest sins that we as Muslims can perpetrate is وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It is to do those things and to speak about Allah which we have no knowledge about. So when it comes to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we restrict ourselves to use only those names of Allah mentioned in the Quran. And we restrict ourselves to use only those names mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, we understand the concept. We understand what rahma is. We understand what maghfira and forgiveness is, but we can never understand the reality of these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is knowledge that Allah has kept away from me and you. Number three, Allah's names are the most beautiful and should only be understood in the most perfect manner. We do not compare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah's creation. As Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, to Allah belongs the highest similitude. Allah also says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, that there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Number four, no creation of Allah can name themselves with one of the names of Allah with the definite article al, with the. No person can call himself Ar-Rahim. A person might be called Rahim. A person might be called Latif. But he cannot name himself Al-Latif, the most kind. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Number five, any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is found in a dua of the Quran and Sunnah, then this is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, the names of Allah with the same root letters, but they come in different forms, are considered separate names of Allah. Example, the verb غَفَرَ يَغْفِرُ means to forgive. From this one verb, we have many names. From amongst them, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafir. These are all separate names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number seven, many names of Allah in the Quran come in pairs, and we consider them beautiful when they come together. Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir, the one who brings forward and the one who takes back, the one who brings forward and the one who delays. Al-Qabid and Al-Basit, the one who restricts and the one who expands. These names are understood together. And when they are understood together, they are Al-Husna, they are beautiful. Number 8, many of the names of Allah in the Quran, they appear in pairs. They come together in the Quran. Al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, Al-Wadood al-Ghafoor, Al-Sami'u al-Alim, Al-Sami'u al-Basir, Al-Hayyu al-Qayyum. Many of the names of Allah, they come together in pairs. And there's a certain science behind those names. Al-Ghafoor has one meaning. Al-Rahim has a separate meaning. But when they are brought together, they create and they bring about a third meaning. Number 9. Allah has more than 99 names. There is a very, very beautiful hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi tis'atan wa tis'een isma. Allah has 99 names. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and says, Illa wahida, except one, which is the name Allah. The Prophet then says, Man ahsaha, whomsoever memorizes them, whomsoever understands them, whomsoever practices upon them, whomsoever embodies them and lives these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dakhala al-jannah. This person will enter Jannah. But does this hadith mean that there are only 99 names of Allah? No. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a dua, he made dua to Allah, and from amongst the things that Allah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was, O Allah, I ask you by every name which you have kept to yourself in the unseen. From this hadith, we learn that Allah has more than 99 names. Many scholars state that the names of Allah, by doing a count in the Quran and the Sunnah, is between 150 and 500 names of Allah. But these 99 names are the grandest, the most beautiful, the most sublime names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who love these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who embody these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.